Okay, Rabose, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Lamed Aleph, and it is good to be back in Eretz Yisrael after a quick trip to Chutz Laaretz. As you can probably hear in my voice, a little bit under the weather, so I apologize for that. But let's not too long a daf today, so I should be able to do it with some tea over here. And it's a Shem. So we're here, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph at the top, new Mishnah, three lines down, and we'll begin like this. Shnei Kedarim Mishayu Mahalkin Zera Chazet. If you have two people who are pottery workers, right, two potters, I think they call it, meaning they were going, walking behind each other, and Rosh Hashanah, V'niskal HaRishon, V'nafal, V'niskal HaShini, B'Rishon, and the first guy falls down, and the second guy, right, gets damaged, right, by the first guy. Niskal, well, see, that's an important line, or important word, rather. Niskal means that he fell down, right, he stumbled, he kind of tripped, he klutzed up, whatever you want to call it. So if the first one fell down, and the second one right fell on the first one, fell over the first one, Harishon Chayim Beniske Sheni, the first one is Chayiv, right, and the Nizokin of the Sheni and the damages of the second one. And we'll obviously have to see exactly what's going on over here. Again, just usually always, anytime you hear a case in the Mishnah, you always want to call back to the different types of damage, right? There's Adam, there's Shor, there's Karen, right? There's Shane, there's Bor, Aish, right? All these types of things that we're going to see that some is in Machlokas in terms of what exactly we're talking about over here, in terms of what, how do you qualify a person who's lying in Rosh Hashanah, right? Let's just go through right, the possibilities, right? A person is obviously a person, so it could be Adam Amazik, right? A person, though, lying in Rosh Hashanah, right? If there's a trap in Rosh Hashanah, right, so that could be bor as well, right? Because if bor includes anything that kind of like sits there for people to trip over in Shisaravim. Well, just a quick nafkamina that may come up, and we'll see this as the daf goes on, is that a bor is not chayev for kalim. A bor is only chayev for people or animals. So if we're going to consider it as a bor, so then that would be putter for damages on the kalim. Again, the Mishnah had said very non-committal, right? The first one is chayev, right, for the damage of the second one. Question is what exactly that is. And also we have to see exactly what it means when the guy fell down. Was it his fault? Was it not his fault? Or how do you view that? So the Gemara first dives into that right away, just to clarify, how are we magdir someone who falls down, trips over his own 2 feet, as it were. Right, and it's just some Rabbi Yochanan, low tame must need some Rabbi Meir here. You don't have to say that this is a machlokes to Rabbi Meir the Chachamim. And you don't have to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's shita is damar niska posheya, someone who trips over his own 2 feet is considered to be someone who's posheya, who is negligent, and therefore he is chayev. And that's not the reason why he's chayev. I mean, it's not the reason why he's necessarily going to be chayev over here. Ela filu rabbanan, even according to the rabbanan, damar anusu or potter hacha chayev. Even though chachamim will argue with Rabbi Meir in the case where someone, falls down in niskal, whether that person is considered to be a poshea or anus. Right? Again, guy trips over his own 2 feet. His Rameir says he's a poshea, he's negligent, and he's chayev. The Chachamim say he's an anus and he's pater. It's right, it's an accident. But still, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mimonoshach, in our case, in our Mishnah, right, both of them will hold that they're chayev. Again, both of them can say like our Mishnah that says he's chayev. Right? Why? Shaya lo lamad v'lo amad. Because he says the case is where the guy could have gotten up. Right? He fell down. Okay, see, people fall. But then he sits there, kind of wallowing in his own misery, right, and doesn't get up. Right? He had the chance to get up. If he doesn't get up, so then he's going to be chayiv before the damage that he causes. Rav Nachmar Yisrael Amar Afilu Tam Alo Hayalo Lamod Hayalo Lahazir Velo Hazir. Right, similar. It was a little bit different. Rav Nachmar Yisrael says not only right, not only, but meaning it could be that he didn't have time to get up, but he should have kind of threw up a flare, should have throw up a warning. Hey, you know, some klutz lying here in the Shizarabim, right, don't fall over me. He should have done that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the cave in the Lohayel Olama, Lohayel Ohizir, right, the Tarit. Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? Right, that's kind of basically the same thing. Guy falls over his own 2 feet. He's disoriented. He's kind of all over the place. He's not going to be able, right, if he can't get up, right, he's not going to be able to warn everybody behind him either. So basically, the machlokes is right between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Right, if the person, are we going to make this guy get up? Right, if this guy cannot get up, right, does he have an achrayus to warn people at least? Right, if he cannot get up, Rabbi Yochanan says he's not going to be able to. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says no, he does have to actually warn them. So let's bring a couple of proofs. Tanan, this Mishnah is on Amud Beis. We're not going to get to it today. We're going to stop by the Mishnah. But anyway, the Mishnah, we'll learn it a little bit. Right, the Mishnah says, Hi, Bal Korah Rishon, Bal Chavis Akron. Right, two people, again, similarly, walking in Shusar Abim. Guy, the guy in front holding a beam, guy behind him holding a barrel, and Nishbara Chavis Bekorah, right, again, when you're driving behind like these big loads, right, like, on the highway, right, and like you can see like a guy with like a huge poles like sticking through the back of his truck, or it's like you always Chas v'Shalom, like have like a moment where you imagine like those beams going through the windshield. So same idea, like, you're walking behind the guy, you have a barrel, right, and sure enough, the beam from the front, right, breaks the barrel that is behind it. So the potter, the case that then is potter, again, at the end of the case that we'll see in the Mishnah, right, that it's a normal situation where everybody's walking normal speed. Right, it's the guy who owns the beam, right, if he's still moving, right, it's the guy's, in the guy's fault who's holding the barrel, right, he should have been more comfortable, right? This is literally the sugyas of, like, rear-ending somebody, right? This is literally, like, people say, oh, what is this? There's no applications nowadays. This is literally the sugya of you know, car accidents. All right, either way, from Lo Aleinu, Chas v'Shalom. Anyway, Vim Omad, but if the guy in front stopped, right, but if the guy carrying the beam stopped, and then the guy holding the barrel plowed into him, and that broke the barrel, so then, then, Vim Omad Balakora, then Chai, then he's going to be Chayef. My love, Shamad Lakatev, the Orchehi, isn't that talking about a case where he went to adjust, right, the beam on his shoulder, which is totally normal, Vakatani Chayef, the Haivale Lahazir, and the Mishnah says you're Chayef because you should have warned him. So he says, no, he stopped to rest, he stopped to relax, and since that's not normal, people usually traveling in the Shusar Abim as opposed to just kind of chilling out, so then he should have, you know, threw up his blinkers or, you know, put a brake lights or whatever it is. The problem is, right, but it, what would have happened, right, if he would have just stopped to kind of adjust what he was carrying on his shoulder? Clearly, the implication is it would be potter. Adetani Seifa, the problem is, the Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah says, but if he said, said something to the guy, if he said something to the guy, that meaning he warned him, he said something to the guy who owned the barrel, potter, in that case, is parol. Potter. Well, why did the Mishnah have to come up with a whole new case? You could have just said, what are we talking about? They're going to be chayiv, but if he stood to readjust the load, so then he would be potter. The fact that you're going to come up with an entire new case, right, seems to imply that that's not true. No, this is what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. No, because the Gemara wanted to teach us, the Mishnah didn't want to, it doesn't have any bearing on our discussion, but it wanted to teach us that even if the guy decided, right, to rest a little bit, to chill out, have a coffee, right, if he threw up blinkers, if he threw up hazard lights, and then he said he told the guy behind him to stop, so in that case, that's good enough, that will potter him from all damages. Okay. Tashma, another proof. Again, whether we're going to obligate someone to really warn someone else if they stop in Rishus Harab. Tashma, bring your proof. Hagadarim v'zagigim. These are people who work in pottery, people who work in glass. Shai mahalchin ze'achar, they're walking with each other v'niskal rishon v'nafal. First guy falls down. Niskal asheni barishon, second guy falls over the first. Shlishi b'sheni, third guy falls off, right? Because the whole Three Stooges act. Right? Third guy falls over the second one. So what's the deal? So rishon chayiv b'niskal sheni, first guy's chayiv, and then damages the second guy. Sheni chayiv b'niskal shlishi, second guy's chayiv, and the third guy. V'machmas harishon naflu, but they fell all because of the first. So then rishon chayiv b'niskal kulam. Then the first guy has to pay for everything. But if there was warnings, so then everybody, right, is butter. So my love, shaloh ha'ilahin lamot, doesn't is imply in a case where they were not able to get, we're not able to get up, you know, and stand, and therefore we see they should have warned each other. That seems to prove, like Lev Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, look, Kashahila and Lambo, no, they did have time to get up, and therefore, right, that's not a proof of whatsoever. And therefore, then that's why they're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, Ava loyal and Lambo mai. But one second, that seems to imply the potter, that if they didn't have time to get up, there would be potter, and only because they didn't warn each other that they're going to be chayiv. Right, yach, if that's true, Aditani Seifa, what about the Seifa? Means here is Ed Zeh potter. If they warn each other, they're going to be potter. They're listening to Bidida, right? The same objection we had before. Why do you need an extra case where they say, oh, but if they warned them, so then you should be potter. You should just say, but when are you going to be chayiv? That's kishai lam lamod, when they had time to get up and they didn't. Have a lawyer lam lamod, pturin. But if they didn't, then it's not. This Gemara also answers that the, you're going to add an extra case here, and it doesn't really impact our case because Hakamash Malan Daf Agav Da Ha'ilan Lamod, right? Kizhiru Zeh Paturin. Again, same answer. That even though if they had a chance to get up, right? If they set down a warning, so that is enough to patcher them from damages. Amar Rava says, Rishon. Now let's analyze this whole brisa. Right, first guy fell, second guy fell, and the third guy. Or all the way around, right? First, right? Third, well, one, two, three, right? They all fell down. Yeah. Amarav, Rava says, Rishon Chayv Niske Sheni, what does that mean? Again, as we mentioned at the outset of the Mishnah, what kind of damages is this? So, Rava says, the first guy's Chayv and the damage is the second one. Bein Beniske Gufu, Bein Beniske Mamono. Right? I mean, Manavshach, right? Regardless of whether, well, I guess we'll see Mamonavshach in a second. That's why my eyes went down to it, but probably not the right phrase. Either way, right, in the case where if the guy damaged with his body or the guy damaged with his mamon that did the damaging, right, so then that's going to be, he's going to be chayef. Now, okay, we'll explain it. Right? Okay, fine. We'll see in a second. Let's go right there. Sheni chayev beniske shlishi. The second guy is chayev, and the damage to the third guy. That's only beniske gufo. That's only if his body damaged him. Aval lo beniske mamono. But if his property, if his mamo damaged him, so then we'll see in a second. His kalim are not going to be considered a board. I guess we should go back to that. But we should just clarify that a person's body, let's say perhaps, is going to be an adam hamazik, right? But a person's kalim in the Rosh Hashanah Abim is a boar. And therefore, right, the first guy's either himself or his kalim, right, are going to make the chiyuv. The second guy only, right, his body is going to make him chayiv, right? His kalim are not going to, if the kalim caused damage, he's not going to be chayiv. We'll see. We're going to analyze this in a second, but basically because the second guy is not considered to have dug a pit, right? He fell. It was an accident. It wasn't his fault. So his kalim are not going to be considered to be a boar because you have to put them there. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says, now, either way, I understand. Right, it says, Rava, it's strange. Meaning, why does Rava say that the first guy is chayev, bein begufo, bein mamono, and the second guy is only chayev, right, begufo? If his body did the damage and not his money. Either way, Mimanovshach. If Rava holds that Niska Poshehu, if the guy falls down, he's Poshehu, therefore he's Chayev. Sheminami the Chayev. The second guy also fell down, he stumbled, he's also should be the same exact case. Niska La Poshehu, if someone trips and falls down over his own 2 feet, right, and he's not a Poshehu, and he's Potter, so if you should not be the Potter, then why are you Chayev? Why is the first guy Chayev to begin with? So Gemara says like this, and I'm a base. Rishon Vade Poshehu. No, Rava holds the first guy's Poshehu, for sure. He's for sure Poshehu, right? He holds that Niskal is Poshehu, and the first guy is going to be Chayev. Right? Sheni Agufo Mechayev, the Havalo Lamon Velo Amat. Right? The second guy, meaning, yes, Rava holds that if someone is Niskal, he's a Poshehu, and therefore he's Chayev for any damages that he causes. Second guy, right, fell, and he should have gotten up, right? Because Hayo Lamon Velo Amat, but Amamono Potter, Damalai, Haybir Alav Ana Karise. Right, because he could say, I didn't dig this pit. What it means is that basically, yes, my kalim fell into the Shisraabim, but it wasn't me. Right, I didn't put it there. It's not Poshea. He fell out with a guy. Right, so he's not going to be Chayev because it's not his. It's not his pit. He's not. Okay, well, fine. So therefore, meaning his body is the only one that's considered to be, right, something that can damage, and not his kalim. The Gemara says, Mesfi, 1 second. Gemara Zekasha, Kula Chayav Niske Gufam Ptura Niske Mamonam. The Brisa had said, right, that they say about this Brisa that all of them are Chayav for the damage caused by their body and not on the damage caused by their property. My love, Afila Rishon, doesn't that mean also the first one? Rava said the first one is Chayav Bein Bamamon Bein Baguf. Gemara says, Lo, Lavarim Rishon, no, that means everyone but the first guy. Gemara says, what do you mean? Hakulam. The Brisa says very clearly, Kulam, all of them, Katani, right, all of them are Chayav, right, with their body, not from their money. So Gemara says, "Amar Avada Barava Kulan Hanizkin," meaning no, it means all the people who got damaged. It doesn't mean the damage are at the beginning. The Gemara says, "Hi, Mai, what is that?" That's not a good answer. Imam Rishpishlama Fila Rishon Hainet Katani Kulan. I understand if it includes the first guy. That's why it said all of them. Iyalam Mr. Varmi Rishon My Kulan. Listen to Hanizakin. Right, if you tell me that it's not including the first guy, why would you say all of them? You should just say the people who got damaged, right? Why would you say all of them? So Allah Marava, the Gemara says, no, let's change Rava's understanding of Rava. And really, we're going to go back. Actually, we're going to try and attempt to reinterpret Rava, and then we're going to go back to what he actually originally said. So first, we try and reinterpret Rava like this. El amar Rava rishon chayev b'minizke gufo d'sheni b'minizke mamonu d'sheni. The first, really, what Rava says, that the first guy is chayev, whether he damaged the second guy's body or his property or his mamon. V'sheni chayev b'nizke shlishi b'nizke gufo lo b'nizke mamonu. And the second guy is chayev in the third guy's body damage. Damage the body damage, but not in the mamon, right? If it damaged the third guy's and money, property, my time. Why is that? Havale bor, and this is what we said at the outset, because the second guy is considered to be a bor. Falamotzinu bor shechiv bo as a kalim, and a bor, right, is not going to be chayiv, right, if it damages kalim, right. That's one of the things of bor. So in that case, right, he's only going to be chayiv if he damaged the third guy's person, right, and not his. His mamon. So the Gemara says, "Honey, Yichas Shmuel Damar Kol Tekala Borhu." That only works, though, says the Gemara, because according to Shmuel, who says that anything that's lying there in Rishus Rabim is considered to be a bor, whether it's his, whether it's his or not, right? Something that's hefker, right? It doesn't matter. It's still considered to be a bor. El Rav De Amar Ifkare In Ilolo. That according to Rav, only if he was mafkaret. Yeah, only if a person said he was not going to keep the item, right, and he was mafkaret, then that's going to be a bor. But if not, then it's not considered to be a bor. That would be sure, because that was his own. It's his property. It's his mamon. Right? So in that case, Mike, what are you going to say? Right? A person's not going to say that his body, and then you can't say the person is. Any chanami, a person's mamon, fine. But a person's not going to say his body is hefker. So you can't say that a person lying in Rishus Rabim, right, is bor. And Rav would hold his pashtus is either sure or Adam. So Gemara says, you're right. So let's go back to what Rava really said. Lolam Kadam Meikara, really originally, like Rava interpreted this whole Brisa, the whole discussion, right, at the beginning. I.e. that the first guy is chayev for damaging this damage, whether it was, the damage was caused by his mamon or his goof, by his body or his property. The second guy is chayev for damages, when he damaged the third guy, only caused by his body, not by his mamon. But the problem with that was the Brisa says all of them are chayiv, right, with their mamon and not their goof. All the way around, with their goof and not their mamon. So they explained before Ravina that the case is where kalim got damaged by kalim. And what it means is that you're not going to be chayiv for that. Right? When it said you're not chayiv for the damage to the kalim, right, it's only kalim on kalim. Damage. Again, as we pointed out, right, that's a bor. A bor that damages kalim is going to be putter. So that's what that was referring to over there, and that's why it's split between mamon, right, and goof. Amar Mar, let's just finish up. Said also shaykh from the Brisa, Machmas Rishon Naflu, Rishon Chaim Beniske Kulam, right, if they all fell, again, this is a quote from the Brisa on that Aleph, right, if they all fell because of the first guy, right, then they're all, the first guy's chayav for all of them. 1 second, didn't we just say the first guy fell on second guy fell on, what was it, first guy fell, second guy fell on the first guy, third guy fell on the second guy, so how is it, obviously they're all falling because of the first guy, right, because that's started the whole tumble situation. So what do you mean if they're all falling because of the first guy? It says no, what it means is, and the Gemara asks, Machmas Rishon, what do you mean? How could they have fallen? Meaning, how does that work? Right? How could the third guy fall on the first guy? He's clearly only stumbling over the second guy. How does that work that they would all fall because of the first guy? So Amar Rav Papa, two possibilities. Rav Papa Amar de Paskal Orche Kishilda. It could be that he's kind of like lying there like a carcass, like a dead body. Right? He's just like, you know, stretching out over the entire road. So all of them fell over different parts of him. Right? The second guy fell over his legs, let's say, and the third guy fell over his arms, or whatever it is. And Rav Zvid Amar, Kechutra de Samyusa, a case is where it's like a, literally means a stick of a blind person. So again, that also kind of stretched out across the entire road. And again, theoretically, by the Lechora, that's that also something, situation that you would block across, you could block across the entire way. If you want to look at Tosos has a nafkamina between the two. Thanks for putting up with the voice, and we'll wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.